Today from the Ohio Newsroom, saving Ohio's snot otters.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. The Columbus Zoo and Aquarium and the Wilds released more than 100 eastern hellbenders into Ohio waterways this summer. The amphibians are the largest in North America, sometimes reaching upwards of 2 feet long. But in Ohio, their numbers are dwindling. Greg Lips is a conservation biologist with the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium, and he's part of a statewide effort to recover the salamanders. Hey, Greg.
Hello.
For those of us who haven't encountered a snot otter or lasagna lizard, as eastern hellbenders have been nicknamed, what do they look and feel like?
Well, they're kind of an alien-looking creature. They're kind of compressed, flattened, and that works for living under the big rocks that they live under. They're colored kind of the bottom of the stream color, have different shades of brown, small eyes. They don't use their eyes a lot, and very mucousy, very, very slimy because they're breathing through their skin.
Ooh. Well, these animals were originally found in waterways from Tennessee to Pennsylvania. How many are left today?
We don't have an exact number, but our surveys in the early 2000s, we found that the relative abundance of the animal had decreased by about 82% in Ohio streams. They're gone from Western Ohio, where we've removed all the forest cover and our streams are not as in good a shape there. So mostly just Eastern Ohio now. But perhaps even more important is what we saw was a decrease in recruitment of young. So most of the populations we were looking at are these kind of convalescent homes, big old animals and no youngsters coming in to replace them.
Wow. Why are they so endangered?
Well, that was a big mystery to us, trying to figure out what was stopping recruitment. Certainly, we saw pretty quickly this tie to forested habitats, and where foresters removed, you saw a lot more sediment entering the streams. This can impact the larval habitat. It can impact the rocks that the animals need to live under. And more recently, there's been some research out of Virginia Tech showing that when conditions aren't good, the males who protect the eggs, what we call the den masters, will oftentimes consume the eggs when they don't think that the eggs are going to hatch and conditions aren't good. It's kind of a bet hedging strategy where, you know, I'll live another year to try again later instead of putting all these resources into them. But obviously, that's not going to work if every year is not good.
Well, you've been part of a statewide effort to recover eastern hellbenders. What does that work look like?
When we finished our survey in 2010, the Ohio Division of Wildlife very quickly said, okay, things are not good. What should we do? And that launched the Ohio Hellbender Partnership and a conservation plan that we put together. We have zoos throughout the state. We have government agencies. We have universities. We have land trusts. And we work together to try to recover the hellbender. And kind of the two large components of that is, how do we protect where they're at? How do we restore habitat? And then, you know, can we raise some of these eggs up ourselves in the zoos and release them back in the wild to try to bolster their populations?
And how is the recovery effort going? Are eastern hellbenders making a comeback?
We've released over 2,000 animals back into Ohio. And 2023 is a real milestone for us because we found an animal that I collected as an egg in 2013. We raised it till 2016, released it. And here in 2023, we found him with his own nest. So we got to see that full cycle. And that's really obviously something that we always hope. And it's very exciting. But of course, there's still a lot more work to be done. There's a lot of streams that need a lot of work. And we really need to focus on getting more of this riparian streamside forest protected and restored.
Greg Lips with the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.